Well, many Alberta residents are extremely disappointed with Teck Resources' decision to abandon its Frontier Mine proposal and plans for a $20 billion oil sands project. Keith McGrath is a Newfoundlander who moved to Alberta more than 30 years ago for work in the oil sands. He now sits on the council of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, and we've reached him on the line this morning. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Fred, and good morning to all your listeners.
What does this decision mean for the residents of your community? This must be very disappointing.
Well, you know, it's like municipal politics, Fred. It hits closest to home, but this is certainly a punch in the gut to not just Fort McMurray, to Alberta, and to our nation as a whole. It certainly deters investment into the oil sands. It's just it's a sad day for the nation. It reminds me of whether it's a moratorium on the fishery or Churchill Falls back in the day. It's just a devastating news for all of us.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people back in this province who were hoping to get work out there with this project, as they've done many times over many years, I'm sure you've seen it, they must be disappointed as well.
Well, you know, I can relate it to back to 77 when the iron ore shut down and a lot of people came to McMurray. And through the years, this was a ray of hope for all of us to, because in the last 5 years, we haven't had much to celebrate.
Who do they blame? Who do the people out in Alberta blame for this?
Well, until there's a reconciliation with their Indigenous communities across Canada, until they recognize the carbon footprint, I don't blame Teck. It became a political football. I spent a full week in Ottawa last week with senators and MPs. And if this had to hit the floor here this week in Ottawa, they would have put so many stipulations on it, it wouldn't have went ahead anyways. That was my gut feeling when I left Ottawa last Friday.
So given the blockades that have been ongoing in solidarity with BC's First Nations groups, this obviously played a huge role in all of this.
Well, sure. Teck didn't want to be a political football, and I don't blame them. They're a very reputable Canadian producer, you know, and don't forget they just took a $1 billion rate down on the Fort Hills project about a week ago. And as far as the blockades go, Fred, I think it's time for the federal government as a whole to stand up for our country. I mean, it seems to me the effect won't be felt because the blockades are now getting lifted, but once you start, you can heat your homes in Quebec. Maybe the people from Quebec will realize that, we need to bond together as a country to make this a success.
We're certainly feeling the effects down in this province with what's going on with the oil industry, especially the fewer people going on the turnaround out west. What's the mood like out there for people from Alberta and maybe Newfoundlanders who relocated like yourself? I mean, is it tense times? Are you nervous?
Well, very. I would say I'm okay, Fred, you know, because I've lived here for 35 years. But take this young family that moved to a family house, invested in a $1 million home. They get laid off. So certainly there's a lot of angst. There's a lot of depression there. And, you know, in Alberta and in the country as a whole, you know, I go back to Newfoundland every now and then. And there's lots of people that came out here to work, and they're still sitting idle at home. And, there might be a bit of good news on the offshore, but hopefully the government won't screw that up as well.
Well, I guess we'll have to just wait and see. Keith McGrath, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it, sir.
Always a pleasure. I'd just like to say hello to the gang in Torbay, Fred. Thanks for your time.